Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today, my good friend Marlena Johnson is here with us, and we're going to be talking about feng shui, Marlena's way. So I'm really excited about this because we could all use, you know, a little bit of freshness in our space, a little bit more energy moving in the right way in our space. And more luck, right? More luck, more prosperity, more harmony. So we're going to be talking about that and more. We'll see what wants to come through. And so for those of you who don't know Marlena, she's been on our show many times, and I'm always so happy to have her back with us. We always have such a wonderful time. She's a master manifester. And so we'll be part of the, you know, feng shui, Marlena's way. It's also about manifesting what you want, right? And so we're going to talk about, I don't know, we'll see, relationship, money, health, you know, so much. So Marlena, welcome.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure being here today on this fabulous Friday. I call it Financial Friday. So,
Right, yes.
I have different names for every day of the week, but today is like, we'll just call it Fabulous Feng Shui Friday today.
And we are going to be taking live caller questions as well. So for those of you in a little bit, but so for those of you who want to ask a question live, you can raise your hand or you can type in questions in the chat as well. Okay. So we'll be taking some questions as well. All right. So Marlena, let's talk about feng shui the Marlena way. What is that? And why is feng shui, why is it important? How does it work? You know, and can you share some of your experiences with using feng shui?
Yeah, well, I was just saying before we began, you know, as a small child, I would be put in the position of decorating the new apartments every time we moved, which was, you know, every 6 to 8 months. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of moving and a lot of changes, you know, made in my life as a child. And I didn't realize that, you know, that was training me up for what I do today. As you know, I do all kinds of different energy work, and this one is very important. The feng shui is wind and water, basically. And we all know wind is breath. And we cannot survive a few minutes without breath, oxygen. So we definitely need that. And then water, wind and water. So water, you would die in about 7 days, right? Mm-hmm. So without wind, which is breath, and without water, which we are made up of so much water ourselves, and we would pass away within a week, okay? Mm-hmm. Without either one of them, we would be gone. So the same with our environment. Your environment suffers when it's lacking, especially those two elements, you know, wind and water. So it's a good practice to open the blinds and let the sun shine in, mm-hmm. and open the windows and doors and let the wind blow through and the energy move through and clear out some of that stuck energy, right?
Right. Yeah.
So that's where, you know, that's where I begin with this. And the second thing is your home, you know, itself must be healed. Okay. We all are concentrating on clearing ourselves and balancing and doing all these, you know, different practices. But when do we heal our home? Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah. We're coming into this home and we're not feeling good, you know, in each room. And we're like, what's going on? And you're cranky as it is because something in your life isn't going right. So when you come in and use feng shui, you look at each room in a new way. You look at the outside of the house too. That's very important. The feng shui around our home, above and below our home, mm-hmm. okay, and inside our house. It all is related to us, okay? So the energy that we have, okay, rather be positive or negative, it's all in our house as well, in each room. So you might walk into a certain room and go, oh, you know, I don't feel good in this room, right? And then we want to check out why. What's out of balance in that room? So your entire house should have each and every element in it, okay? Where it belongs in the right section, which is the Bagua. but I'm going to use English terms for everybody as well. But, you know, we have to ask you, is your home compatible with you? And are you compatible with your home? Right? A lot of people come to me and they're like, I moved here. I can't stand it. I got to get out. And I said, wait, you just moved there. Let's look at what is going on there. Okay. First of all, you have the energy of the old tenants, right? The land energy has a vibration and it has a voice. So your house has a voice. All right. All your clothes have a voice. So if you were in a great mood when you wore that white outfit you're wearing today, okay, then that energy stays in that outfit. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the next time you put it on, and you could be feeling crappy, you put that on, you're like, ooh, I feel good all of a sudden. It don't take long for energy to shift. But if you go out now and you buy a piece of furniture, secondhand, antique, somebody gives you something, before it comes in, cleanse it, okay?
Yeah.
Most of us know how to move energy, okay, mm-hmm. by this point. If not, we can help you. But that piece of furniture has a signature to it. It has energy to it. It may have attachments to it. And if the attachments are negative, we want to clear that, right? We want to shift it. So when it comes into your new space, it has to go into the right place as well.
Yeah.
And then it will just be in harmony with you and your, you know, home and your emotional state. So emotional.
Marlena, can I just ask you a really quick question? Is there a reason why your voice is going like soft and loud, soft and loud, soft and loud?
No, I don't know. Is it okay now?
Yeah.
Okay. It may be because I was moving. I'm trying not to move, but anyway. Yeah. So, but anyway, if you have an energy, okay, in your home that was left from someone who used to live there, mm-hmm. and you feel it, you know, that make a note of that so you know where you feel it the most, right? Be your own investigator in your house. So when I first came down into this place here, it was fully furnished. And when I first walked in the main door, I felt total peace, like an energy of just total openness and peace. And when I went into another little room, I said, something's not right with that, you know, piece of furniture, the chair. I pushed it right outside. Okay. So I made a change immediately. And then, you know, cleared the home several times, went and cleared the land. And then I clear it anyway because of the neighborhood, you know. You want to keep yourself clear and your environment, I call it our castle, clear. Okay. So a weekly practice as well of clearing your home. Okay. And it doesn't take much. Okay. At all.
Yeah.
Once you do this, it's like, you know how to ground yourself. It takes a few minutes, you know, and you know how to clear energy. It takes a few minutes. So in each room, you can go and do a little energetic boost, you mm-hmm. know, and within a few minutes, it will start to clear and adjust back up to the higher vibration that it should be at for you, because every one of us is a different person. So we all have a different environment. We all have a different energetic frequency about us. We're all a different element, right? So some people are born under certain element, which is say water element. So that person would benefit great from living by the water, a lake, a beach, an ocean, you know, water area, and bringing more energy of the water into their environment. So it could be a nice fish tank, you know, anything like that. If you're into wood, if you're the wood element, which I am, you would benefit a lot from greens, browns, woods, trees, you know, forest, things like that. You would, a park, you would benefit a lot from that, and a lot of flowers and soil around. It's all good. Every element should be in our environment. So some people are out of their element and they'll say that to you. I'm out of my element. I don't feel right. And they don't even realize what they're saying. Their spirit's saying it, you know? So that's a couple of tips for today. Let me get, okay.
Awesome, thank you. And I, you know, for me, I'm a water person, you know, for sure. So I don't have any like water fountains or even pictures of, well, I have one picture of a lake, a stormy lake.
But yes. And behind you with the blue, mm-hmm. Painting, I believe that is a water element with the blue.
Yeah, okay. True. Yeah.
Yeah. So blue brings water. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you can always balance, you know, your vibration. Okay. So right. If you feel out of balance, such as your husband right now is feeling out of balance because one of his elements are off a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that balance can be brought back into harmony. This year we are in what they call the year of the pig. Mm-hmm. And it brought in some, you know, really wild energy with it. So the thing that had to be shifted this year was the south end, the south of the homes, and the north, the northeast. So we have positive energy coming, we have negative energy coming with this, you know, new pig here. And so when you engage in learning this practice, you learn so much, and then you're like, oh, you know, in that area, I need to bring this in, you know. So for men, their area is usually the north west, okay. So the northwest of your home, check it out, Alara. Make sure it's clean and all that. See what's in that way there. Okay. And maybe do a little shift and see how he feels after this. Because a lot of times it's one thing. It's one thing. Yeah. You know, that's out of the way. Once it's out of the way, then you're like, oh, you know, in a few hours, something changes. I'll take 21 items and move them. Mm-hmm. You know, once or every 2 weeks, I'm like, yeah, let me change this around. Let me move them knickknacks, clutter, you know, papers, bills, all that junk. Get it out of the way. Refrigerator. Look at your refrigerator. All right. Is it healthy? Open up the doors. I mean, how much junk is in there? Right. Also your wallet. How many gum papers and receipts are in there? Get them out. Clear out these things so the energy is clear, and then it can bring in more positive energy, right?
Yeah.
I've talked about that a lot, like decluttering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot of it is a learning experience, you know? And look at yourself, right? Look at yourself. Are you feng shuied? look at yourself, because the thing is, like, you get up in the morning and, you know, if you're like, I get up on the wrong side of the bed, get back in and get off on the other side, you know.
Right.
And then when you get out of bed, instead of hanging out in your PJs and all that, get in the shower, do your hair, you know, a little makeup, even if you don't wear any, whatever, just make yourself look really good. Feng shui yourself so your energy feels good. You look good. You mm-hmm. feel good. That boosts you up. And then your energy vibration around you, your aura, is more bright. Okay? More opportunities start coming to somebody looking good and feeling good, right? So a lot of it is emotion, right? Your emotion has a lot to do with what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
True.
And what you're focused on. So if I have to come into a house and it's a mess and cluttered, I'm like, ew, you know what I mean? It drains you. You can't get your business going. You lost your motivation. All you want to do is sleep and mm-hmm. give up. So you got to take it one step at a time and say, first me, first I need to be, you know, feeling better. So what do I have to do that? Right. So it might be, you know, put a little rouge on and some lipstick for some people. It might be, getting out of them black clothes. Are you wearing dark clothes all the time? You know, that brings you down. Believe it. So put on something pink, yellow, right? One lady, you know, her house was all dark. She had the shades down. She had depression. I'm like, open the shades, number one. And I said, go on outside in the sun. Go to the store and get yourself some nice yellow flowers. Put them on the table where you're going to sit. She went and did that. And the next day she emails me and says, wow, I feel really good. No wonder why. You just let some light in, right? You got out of that house, you know, and you just shifted one little item.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference. Huge
pretty
difference.
Color, mm-hmm. Right? Pretty color. You know, if your walls are black, you know, it's dark, it's dingy. Mm-hmm. Your clothes are black, you know, everything you're thinking about is dark and black and scary. You know, no wonder why, you know, you just don't feel good. So depression can be cured with some sunshine and some brightness, seriously, and some better people, okay, hanging around you, better music, right, better TV shows. So your house is yin and yang energy. Yin is that, music that is very calm and soothing, and you fall asleep to it. The yang is needed. A dog will bring yang in by running through and wiggling its tail. Mm-hmm. That's good. Kids bring it in by moving around quick. So that would be like my kind of music, dance music, you know. That's what yang is. So if your house is just in one of those, it's blah. Your life is blah. If you're missing, just say you are missing yin energy and your house is full of yang, then you are so hyper and you can't calm down. Mm-hmm. So we're going to balance that. We're going to bring both in and where it needs to be. Okay. So energies need to be in their certain spaces. Okay. And you will feel a difference within, like, some people it's like 9 hours at the most. By the time you change something around and balance it, it won't take very long. Me, it will take maybe a couple hours. I take a nap, I wake up, and I see a difference. I'll, you know, if it's the money corners that are messed up a little bit here and there because of the shifting of the energy, I adjust it, clear it, balance it, and take a nap. Or I go out wherever, to the beach or wherever, take a walk, go get a smoothie. I come back. And I see money has appeared. So it's just a shift, and it has nothing really to do with, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm cursed, or I got a block. Yeah, you might have a block. It's a belief that you have a block, number one. And two, it's just an energetic frequency that just needs to move. So if we move it, then it opens up that space. So if you have a suitcase and it's full of clothes, all right, and we take them all out, then your suitcase is empty and we can fill it with good stuff, right? Same with you, same with the house,
right?
Same with your pocketbook, your business. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, you know, my business stopped after a certain month. Yeah, I can see that because of the year of the pig. And so we want to go into that space in your house and realign it and get it balanced in, and all of a sudden that will shift back, okay? Because of the energy of negative stars that have
been. So it can be that easy and quick?
Oh yeah, I've seen it. As long as a person is motivated enough, okay? Because, you know, if your house is, like I said, full of clutter, and you open up that bedroom door and it's where you store everything, you're like, ew, I'll get to that. I wanna clean it. And you don't do it. You just keep stuffing more junk in there. Yeah. That has an energy. And that's like a stuck area in your life. So look at your home, all right, mentally right now, and think about where that clutter is. And then look at your life and say, okay, where am I stuck?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'll guarantee you it matches that space where that area is, you know?
And, so how would you know, how would you know what part of the room or house is what?
Okay. Well, each part of our home has, it's on the Bagua map. It's, in today's offer, they can see that. That there, each part of us is well. If you put that Bagua map on you, you'd be surprised that it all lines up. If you look at, the bottom part of it is water. That's where your bladder is. The top part of it is the fire energy. That's where your heart is, right? So it's amazing how feng shui works, not only for our home, but for us as well. So each part of your house has something to do with your body as well. So the center of your home is basically the center of you. So nice. How's the center of your house? Is it clean? Is it, healthy looking? So these are the things
that I'm looking around.
Right. We want to look at that. So your kitchen is basically where everybody joins to eat most of the time. So the kitchen should be kept very clean. Okay. That is your health. Mm-hmm. Right. Your health is in the kitchen because you're going to eat there. You're going to cook there. So you want to keep your kitchen as clean as possible. The first thing I start on with everybody, especially if they're a clutter bug, hoarders, that'd be my fun show right there. The clutter bugs, go into the very smallest room, right? Mm-hmm. Start there because that way you're not feeling like overwhelmed, Because when I come on and I'm like, this needs to be changed, move that to, you get overwhelmed. So I say, go and start with the closet. If that's the smallest room, right? And it's got junk, take everything out and wash down the bar where your clothes were hanging and make it clean. Vacuum, mop the floor, whatever you got to do, de-dust it. Then take a box and say, two boxes, one yes, one no. Do I need this? Do I wear it? Do I use it? Yes. How long has it been? If it's a no, put it in the no box. That box there goes to charity, okay? Sell it, whichever. Let go is a good place. eBay, don't matter. Just let it go. Get it out. And send it with your blessings to somebody, all right? And then you'll have more space in your closet. And after that, you feel good. You're like, ooh, I accomplished something today, right? I clean the closet. I used to just take a mop, spray the floor with Windex, and wash the floor and say, thank you. I accomplished something today, right? Because I was, tired for a while. And I was like, this little job right here is making me feel good about myself. Just a little job. And it was simple. I just spray the floor with Windex. It's a great cleaner. It's got vinegar in it. It smells good. Nobody's allergic. So very simple, little task. Are your windows clean? Are your mirrors clean? Right? Fingerprints, remove them. 2 seconds. Take a wet washcloth. Zip. Little things like that. Magic erasers are great. Just start in little spots. But most people, they're like, got this one big spot where it is full, like I just said, full of things.
Yeah.
Somebody else's belongings are bad to have in your house as well. Somebody passed away. You got their stuff. It's time to get rid of it. Okay. Another lady I had, Alara, she was wondering why she couldn't sleep. She felt sick to her stomach. She was scared. She had depression, grief, going crazy. And I said, well, what's in your bedroom? On my dresser is my husband's urn. I said, okay, I know you love him. Now, take that urn, go out into your garden or something and plant it. Now, after 2 days, come back and tell me how you feel. Great, slept through the night. See, that energy left. Okay. So see, these are certain little things to look at. What's in your bedroom if you can't sleep, right? Right. What are you watching on TV before bed? So what are you wearing? What do you, you know, got in your house that is dreary when you look at it? So these are little things that you can do to start helping. Because I know people have dead relative pictures on the wall. Mm-hmm. And every time you look at them, what happens? You get sad, right? So it's time to take them down, get them out of your bedroom and out of your office, number one. Because if you want to do business, you don't want dead relatives in your business,
right?
They're dead, so you're bringing dead energy. Same with antiques, all right? A lot of people have secondhand items. So cleanse them, right?
And so cleansing, when you're talking about cleansing, you're not talking about physical cleansing, but energetic cleansing.
Well, I do both. I do both. You know, you want to wash it off, of course. You know, you get a new dress or something like that. That's great. Wash it off physically. Then you want to clear, you know, all the attachments to the prior owner, all their emotion attachments, you know, and send their energy back to them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the item, I run rings of harmony around it, you know, and balance for my space or whatever it is. And I've seen a big difference in it. And also, this is great. You get a bell.
Yeah.
You get them at the dollar store. And I ring a bell, you know, in each room. I do this a lot. I ring it outside or walk around the house. People will be like, what's that crazy neighbor doing? Well, she's ringing a bell. They don't understand that I'm clearing emotions.
Yeah.
All right. The mail. That's the thing I told you about the other day. The mail does not come in my house. Mm-hmm. There's a bench outside. I go through it out there and throw it in the garbage. Cleanse and clear it all before I even go to the mailbox. Millions of people touched it with millions of ideas, thoughts, feelings, and, you know, everything. So I'm like, nope, not coming in here anymore. Because I was noticing, you know, I get a lot of mail, desperation mail sometimes, and it was coming in here. And I could feel it. You know, why do I feel desperate? What's wrong with me? And so I realized it's the mail. Right. Even birthday cards, they're outside. My birthday cards from family members are outside. And I don't care if they like it or not. Mm-hmm. I love you all, you know, but I just have that empathic thing going on sometimes. And I'm like, no. So I clear the mail. I clear my food. I buy before I buy it in the grocery store. I'll go to the bananas. This is the thing. And I'll say, what is the group of bananas that has the highest vibration, and my eyes go right to it. Those are the ones that come home with me. Sounds crazy, but it's true. Same with clothes. You know, they're all the same shirt. They're on the rack. I'm like, which one of these in my size has the highest vibration for me? Mm-hmm. Eye goes right to it. Pick it up. That's the one. So I'm very picky now since I've been doing a lot of energy work.
You have to be.
Yeah, friends, you know, same thing. Is this friend, this person trying to be my friend, you know, are they going to be a good match for me? You know what I mean? To hang around with or chat with or trust them or any of that. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot from, you know, bad experiences, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Letting people move in and, you know, and then you turn around and, you know, beat me up with a stick and I was loving to you. So. Yeah. I'm refusing now to be a part of any of that, right? And yeah. I hope everybody else is too. Making everybody think today. And since it's going to the weekend, it gives people something to do Saturday and Sunday in their home.
Yeah.
You know? And not, it doesn't take forever. So you do a little bit at a time, right? Mm-hmm. But the first thing is feng shui you.
Feng shui you.
Yeah, feng shui yourself. Mm-hmm. What I was saying, you know, wash your hair, you know what I mean? Massage yourself, do something, whatever it takes. Put some nice lotion on, you know, anything that makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. It takes 1 second, you know. If lipstick makes you look better, put a little lipstick on. Light a candle. Do something for you, right? Make yourself a smoothie. Put your feet up. Right. Put some great music on that you like and shut the world out for an hour. You know, take a me break. Go for a little walk. Shut the phone off. Leave it in the house and go. See, these are the little things. We gotta separate ourselves from things we care about, like the phone and the TV show that you, you know, can't miss. And that's stress. You know, it's coming out at 5. Everybody shut up. The phone's ringing. Oh, my God. That's stress. So separate. I don't care if I watch it at all. And the stress will stop. Mm-hmm. I notice that because when I say I don't care, right, then something really can get through. I'm out of the way. I don't know. I detach from it, from the emotional care of it. So that helps a lot, too. And then your gratitude list, right? Yeah. I am keeping a gratitude list every day. 5, 10, 15 minutes of continuous writing, not even thinking about it, what I'm grateful for, right? And it doesn't take long to make a positive list, all right? Once you get going, and then you read it out loud, and that shifts your energy too. It's really fun to do. So I wanted to share some of those little tidbits here with everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, and so there's lots of questions coming in the chat. So if you want to be like live, you can raise your hand. But do you want to take a few of the questions and then we'll see what processes also want to come through, right?
Yeah, great.
This is an interesting one from Annette. She's saying after the show, she's going to be going out to do errands and she's going to be buying a lottery ticket. So I hope to get something from this show that might help me to pick a winning ticket. And she said, so far I've changed my blue shirt to a white one since it's Friday and white on Friday brings luck.
Good girl. Yeah. And, you know, go out in the vibration of I am lucky, right? Mm-hmm. I am lucky. And, you know, call on your angels to go with you and pick that ticket out for you. A lot of people, you know, they go in there, oh, I wish I would win, you know. I always shift my energy. And, you know, I like to play with energy to test it. What works, what don't. White, yes, it works. It's very beautiful, especially for people born under my sign. You know, pastels are great for me. People born in like June, July, that end of June and July, you know. We get that white, beautiful color. We get pastels, light blue, you know. I can be around a nice green, you know. If you see me sometimes, I got a bright orange button-up shirt on. And people are like, oh, you're nice and bright. I go, that's right. You can't miss me. And I feel bright. I feel brighter. My aura is brighter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're going to play with energy like that and you want to win, then you got to pump yourself up, right? I'm a winner. I've already won. Thank you, universe. Wow, what was that, baby?
It's okay.
Woo! Anyway, that woke us up. So yeah. That moves energy. Yeah.
All right, that's better. Caroline, I think that's better now. What was that?
I was on the computer and on the phone.
Ah, yeah, that'll do it.
So yes, that was just my celestial voice.
I guess so. It was one.
Hi, Marlena.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. So I want to move. I have a place in mind in my heart. What do you see?
All right. Well, sunshine, peace. Yeah, it will just have to be balanced in for you. Definitely. And feng shuied in the proper order when you get there. Mm-hmm. There's one running energy there in that new space that has a signature to it from the prior people, and that will have to be cleared. So, but other than that, it looks peaceful and sunny. Yeah. So when were you moving?
I don't have a date yet. I've just, this place keeps coming to me every time I think of selling my house and all that. This place keeps coming to me and it keeps popping on my computer and yeah.
Yeah, it's calling to you.
Yes.
You know, your angels will keep doing stuff until they get your attention. So checking, inquire in it. And I did have one lady, she went and stayed in the home before she bought it. She said to the owner, before I buy this, I need to stay here and see how I feel. And she did it. Yeah. So, I mean, if they want to sell it, and you're like, I'm really interested.
Yeah, it is for sale. I went to the open house, and it's absolutely beautiful and all that. And so right now, right this second, I don't have the money to buy it. So I didn't want to put that out there, so that's why I wasn't saying it. So I was seeing if you were picking up on is there lack of money or anything like that, or if there was anything in the way, but it doesn't seem to be.
No, so I see sunshine and peace, just one energy in that house that needs to be cleared towards the front room. So, yeah, like a portal. But other than that, it looks like a great place for your energy. Mm-hmm. And then what you should be focusing on is, I'm happy and grateful that that house is mine. I'm happy and grateful that I have all the money I need, you know, instead of those thoughts, that energy that hangs around you, you know what I mean? So, you know, take a little tip from Alara, you know, with the, I'm happy, I have flip-flops, I have sunshine today, you know, little things like that. I'm happy that I just made, you know, whatever it was, you know, so much money, right? Yeah. It just showed up in a positive way. Yeah. And don't get angry. Don't get upset when certain parts of it show up this way and another comes this way. And you know what I mean? You may have to sell some stuff. You see? Yeah. We got to take action to get a reaction. Right? So you did go to the house. You stepped in it. You walked through it. It felt good. Now you got to shift your mindset. And if I was you, I would get a picture of it. It's probably on the computer. Print it out.
Sure, I have it.
Print it out and then put your happy face picture standing at the door in that picture. Tape it on, glue it on, whatever. Okay? And visualize yourself with the house key. Right? Opening the door, going through each room. You know what I mean? Watching TV.
I've done that. Mm-hmm. I'm already riding on the property with my horses, and every time I meditate on it, the horse's eyes come through. So
awesome. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, make a phone call too to the owner and say, I'm really interested in this. What would I need to put down on it? Or can I rent to own? You see? There's all these different options. No one ever thinks of. Right? So if you rent to own, you know, you can pay a certain amount that you can afford each month. And then most of the time you don't have to deal with a bank either. You know? So see if the owner is willing to play in your energy with you.
They might, you know. You won't know until you ask. I know it's not a common thing in Canada, but you know, you won't know until you
ask. Yeah.
So well, if they're desperate, if that person's desperate to sell, you're in. You know, you're in because they just want out, you know. So if you can get them some kind of down payment and payments every month to them, they'd be happy, you know. Unless you got great credit and the bank will say, here's $1 million, you know, and you can make those payments, you know.
So it looks good, Caroline.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We will send energy to her and that shift.
Yeah.
For
her. Awesome. Make it easy. Great. Mm. So Angela has a lot of questions. I don't know which one to ask, Angela. There's like five here. So I'm going to ask this last one first. So rats, Marlena, rats, a big problem. She lives next to a school and there's clutter and a rat infestation that's running her mad.
Ah, really? Okay, dead rats. Yeah, energy, you know, of the rats can actually be cleared. Okay, I'll give you a great tip. If you can go on YouTube and put in, besides, you know, putting down the poison, you might kill cats or something. We don't want to do that. But you can put in on YouTube ripe frequencies to get rid of rodents. Okay. So RIFE frequencies to get rid of rodents. And take your little player, some kind of, you know, thing, if you can't carry the computer outside, and leave it out there and let it play. That frequency will get rid of those rodents away from you. They don't like that high-pitched sound that comes out of this thing. It works. Yeah. I did it for certain things. It works. One was fleas. Now, they are awful. I don't even have a pet.
I remember you telling me about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that works a lot, you know, and then maybe looking also natural ways to get rid of rats. Mm-hmm. Could be a spray. They don't like a certain smell. They won't come near it. So some people will use like different smells.
Yeah.
You know, to get rid of certain beasts, we call them, you know. And it's a kitchen remedy. It's amazing, some of the stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. It could be mothballs, you know.
Caroline's saying vinegar.
Yeah, sometimes. It all depends on what that certain animal can't stand.
Right.
So you want to look it up. You want to test that and see what that is.
Mm. And so she's going to try and call in. I don't know why you want to call in, why you can't just be here on the thing, but you can try and call in, check the email for the phone number, and then there's the international number link for the international phone numbers, because I don't know what it would be for you. Oh, there she is. There's Angela. I hear you.
Oh, I see her.
Angela?
Hi, Alara.
Hi, there she is. Yeah. Hi.
You can hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Malinia.
Hi.
It's not my first time with you. I have a number of questions to ask. I'm sitting with my husband for the first time. He's quite shocked with this kind of arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And I really need guidance. On a number of issues. The first one is how to deal with the household where the energy has just gone negative.
Yeah. So let's try and deal with only one issue, because there's other people that have questions too.
Yeah,
a lot of the questions may not really pertain to this type of conversation today, but you can ask.
Yeah. That can also be done with using this package. But when your house turns to negative energy, all right, I would look for the source. When did it start? You mm-hmm. see? Mm-hmm. When did it start? Who brought it in? Okay? What did you bring in? Okay? Look for that day. When did it start? Right? Where do I feel it the most? Where is it blocking me or whatever? You know, did you bring in an entity with you? You see? So sometimes you were hanging out with somebody, having a conversation with somebody, watching a TV show, things like that. And you bring in that negative energy, and then it fills your whole house. And if it's an entity, it's not your house. It's hanging on you. It's hanging around with you. It attaches to people that are emotionally down.
Mm.
So if you're mad, you're angry, you're jealous, you know, grieving, sadness, sorrow, peed off, you know, frustrated, you better quickly shift that, because they will jump into that vibration and they think it's fun.
Angela's feeling all of that.
Yeah. So that's where you would want to utilize package B here today, which I didn't talk about yet, and possibly get a session with me too, so we could clear that, because number one, you don't want that hanging around you, okay, any longer, right?
So Marlena, what about like if they want to heal the relationship? So how can they use the feng shui to heal the relationship, or energy to heal the relationship?
Okay, well, we have to look at their space, number one. And, wow, there's a section in, well, one is the bedroom, of course. Mm-hmm. Two is in the south end of the house, which has to be adjusted as well, and outside, okay, outside that Bagua area. All that stuff, that energy has to be brought back into alignment, okay? And another thing, if you're having arguments, do not bring cactus into your house, okay? Pointed arrows, anything with arrows pointing at you and your spouse, look where you're sitting, look where you're sleeping. Okay. Are there pointed objects pointing at you? Okay. It's like you're pointing fingers at each other, right? So people have cactus plants. They love them, right? And then they're like wondering why they're arguing. Take the cactus out and see what happens. All right. The peace will come back. That's number one, right? So sometimes it's just, you know, entities got in, like I just spoke. And they want to bring division and separation. So you got to combat it. All right. You got to have a date night. And they don't like that. They don't like that. They're like, man, we're trying to mess them up. And they got candlelight dinner going on. They're hugging and kissing each other. Okay. So it's almost like fake it till you make it, just to get rid of them. Okay. Play some dance music. Start dancing with each other. Okay. Go out and have dinner. Get out of the house. Get away from that environment for a while together, okay? Find a common place that you both like. Find something in common that you both enjoy, right? And stop looking for what's going wrong here, because when you're doing that, you're focusing on it and bringing more in, you know? So, yeah, for this person here with all these questions and issues, see, they're in confusion, right? There's a lot of confusion and disharmony.
Yes. So is there something that you can do today energetically to help with bringing more harmony and peace to the relationship?
Yeah. First of all, what I just shared. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Getting the heck out of that place. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number one, for a while. Shift your environment. Okay. Meaning get out. Go to a park, you know, where the birds are and the kids are running and something different to focus on. That will shift your energy. So when you do go back home, you're not so down, all, you know, and you're not marinating in that 20 hours together. Change what you are thinking about, number one. So those little things help, all right? The energy is of a entity.
Yeah.
Okay. Which was picked up outside the home and brought in the home, and it's having fun playing games. And so it's like masquerading kind of thing. Like a jokester. It's having fun doing this. And it's feeding off her energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So until she shifts her mindset, that thing will hang around, you see? So I could clear it and she'll think bad again and it'll come right back. That's why I'm saying this, Alara, that it would be best for her, number one, to go out, her and her husband or whatever, get out of the house for a while, go on a date. It doesn't have to cost a thing. It could be a nice walk away from the house, okay? Into a happier, colorful place, okay? Go get a smoothie together, whatever, a couple dollars. And then when you come back in, open up some windows, right? Let some energy in that house. It seems stagnant there, very stagnant. dark energy is in the house, heaviness. There's some grief energy, so in her belly area. Mm-hmm. So I'll send some healing towards her and her spouse now.
Awesome.
And
then,
yeah.
Angela, how is that? Does that help?
I'm very happy, but I also want to say something. It's the first time my husband is listening to mm-hmm. any of this talk ever.
Mm-hmm. Good. We're glad. See, because it's very important that you both agree, right? You yeah. both come into agreement here, which is great. So for him, okay, to be here today, it's a pleasure, okay? Yeah. For me, I can always have men on my call, so it's awesome. A lot of other people, all it's women, but I draw the men in, so I got that vibration to bring men in because the vibration can shift for them and they can get prosperous business and they love it. So for him, okay, for your spouse now, I'm going to send some energy to him, which is healing and peaceful, and clear his mind now, because men like to hold everything inside. And there's some grudge energy from a past situation. So I'm going to clear that for him now. And then lift both of your spirits up and bring agreement and joy back into you both. And then we want to hear about your date.
So the date will be fine. Malenia, the date would be fine. What happens with the sex life?
Well, that's up to you. All right. We can't come in your bedroom now. But yeah, you want to, you know, spruce it up. All right. Spruce it up. Be yourselves. You know, put some romantic music on.
That I agree with. What I'm saying is that the emotional state comes into the bedroom. If there's been a major issue that has occurred, mm-hmm. and every time you think of intimacy, it reminds you of that situation.
Right. How so that's another issue, sweetie. And we will do a session, and both of you get on the call with me. Okay. So it's more private and intimate for all of us involved here. Okay.
Okay.
That's personal for you and him. All right.
Yeah.
And another thing is I want you to start using forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to use the forgiveness energy. Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you utilize this package today, the whole thing, Angela, whatever it takes, okay?
I'm going to so make him pay for this package.
That's okay. He's gonna love it because it's going to shift you, sweetheart, back into his arms. And that's all I'm going to say right now. So everything will work out.
That's what he wants, right?
Yeah.
That's what he wants, yeah.
Yes. So everything will work out. I want you to stay on the call, both of you. And then after this call, I want you to both take each other's hands and I want you to go for a walk together.
Okay.
Like you were teenagers again. Okay. And make this an everyday thing where you both go together, hand in hand. Okay. Because your energy needs to come back together. And that's all we can say today, Angela.
I love that.
And Angela, remind me on our next group healing call and I'll do the forgiveness process. Okay.
Thank you, Alana. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Ignore my other questions. There were many.
Thank you, Angela.
You're welcome.
Bye for now.
Mm.
So cute. Oh my goodness. So yeah. So Brenda was just saying my husband used to see forgiveness as being a weakness, but it's so not. It's like it gives you back your power, you know?
Yeah, you're not you're forgiving, you know, them. So if it's a relationship thing, so you can just like be at peace with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really you know, saying, oh, it was okay, you know, that you did that.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm not going to hold it against you because I did some stuff too, you know? And it might not have been the same thing, but, you know, You might have stole a piece of gum when you were a kid or lied to somebody. So, you know, when you grow up, people are afraid, so they lie, you know, afraid to say it, you know. So we're all guilty or whatever, one way or another, if you want to look at forgiveness and all that. So just start to forgive each other, all right? Let the little petty things go, because life is too short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And who the heck wants to go through a divorce for what? You know, all that money, wasted time, you know, everybody suffers. It's crazy. I've been there, done that, and I'm not going back that way. Thank you. And you know, it's not worth it. What's all the fighting about anyway? You know, nobody wins, right? Mm-hmm. We're not cartoons, you know what I mean? Where you can clunk each other on the head and they get back up. And they're back in the next episode with you. It's not like that. A divorce is final, you know.
If you sometimes have an argument, it's a good thing sometimes.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, if you're still in the same house and you, you know, can still communicate, mm-hmm. that's good. That's yeah, good. Absolutely. But if you're in a house where you're getting beat up, get the hay out.
Mm-hmm.
Get out. Okay. That's the thing with me. I'm like, if someone's beating you up, male or female, get out. Okay. If you have to do it, whether in the shower, get out. Do not mm-hmm. even go to any place they would ever find you.
Mm-hmm.
Disappear. Yeah. You know, that's from my experience from yeah. what I went through, and I will not go back that way.
No.
The first sign of it, you're gone. And that's that.
Exactly. So I have a question from Lisa.
Okay.
I was just trying to find the questions again. And she's asking, are you able to see, what do you see as far as me moving? Like, what would be a good place energetically?
Hey, hang on. I already tuned in. And before you answered, it was move southward. So I don't know where she is right now. Mm. But the energy of the South is calling her.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where she's either. So I think she's South anyways, but not South like Florida.
Yeah.
She's in just, South Carolina.
Okay. It could call her down a little South.
Oh, I see. And Brenda says, I saw Florida.
Yeah. So see, it could be. Yeah, I see that now in the chat box.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, she's in South Carolina. And so the energy is calling her down south, more mm-hmm. south for her. Everybody has a, like an energetic pull
yeah.
to where they will do better. Okay. So you could be doing okay in one area and then you feel a certain urge to uproot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It might be down the street. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just a move down the road.
Yeah.
And other times it's to a different state or a different country.
Exactly. Yeah. Like me.
Right. Yeah. You had to move to another country, but you travel a lot. So you get around and it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
She's going to Florida in August to Cocoa Beach.
Oh, nice. Wonderful. So when you come down to Cocoa Beach, then, you know, see how it feels
yeah.
for you. All right. And the question here about the coughing stuff in my throat is the sinus from the rain that's been here. And I was babysitting dogs. So all that, you know, I'm still trying to clear. So anyway, it's getting better.
awesome. Yeah. So there was a question from, it's way back up there. Renetta. And she's saying, what can you say about her house? She said, I'm trying to change my bedroom for 10 years and it looks like it's never the time. My house is my office.
Yeah, right. So a lot of us work in our home.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what you do is you stop procrastinating, Renetta. I see that face. You
yeah.
see that face? Yeah. So the first thing is you go in the room, open the closet, take everything out. Put it on the bed, except the shoes, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you start with the box idea and say, do I need this? When did I wear this last? Okay. And
just get
rid of
it. You have to just start.
Yeah. So you start with the closet. Okay. And that's the first thing. Then, you know, once that closet's done, you'll say, oh my God, I accomplished something. Right.
And then it's easier to keep going once you've done something, right?
Mm-hmm. Start small. And then if you need, you know, somebody to paint the room, hire a little handyman. He'll come in and do it. You know, a couple bucks, 10, 20 bucks.
Your son could do it.
Yeah. And that way you don't have to wonder 10 years, I've been waiting here, procrastinating and saying it's never going to happen because you're saying it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. So when we're off this call, go outside, shake yourself off, come back in and rip that closet apart. And when we're coming to your house.
No, tomorrow, now she has an excuse. Her sister is visiting.
Oh, we don't care. Her sister can help us. All right. Yeah. You want to eat? Then come in my closet and get rid of this junk with me.
Yeah.
You know, your sister could be better at it, saying, you never wear this. Out it goes. You see, because a lot of us hang on to something. No, I got to have that. Why? When's the last time you used it? 5 years ago. You don't need it then. Your sister can grab it and say, out it goes. Like the hoarder show, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have this hoarder energy about us where we want to hoard something or somebody or some place. And that's what we got to learn to let go of. All right. So even like a job. A lot of people are like, oh, I lost my job. I can't find another job because you're still attached to that old job. So we want to detach you from it. Okay. And the desire to keep staying in that frequency and come into a new alignment with some change, which is lots of fun. You know, how would it look in your bedroom if it was like all done? How would you feel?
And there are no more excuses now. There's no excuse. None. You can't say, I don't have time. I'm too busy. No. Mm-mm. If you really want it badly enough, you'll do it.
Yeah. So you come in and you do it. All right. And if you aren't going to do it, send in your angel team. Okay. Which could be your sister. It could be a little handyman who needs a little side money. Say, hey, if you paint this room, you know, I'll give you this and some groceries, whatever. They'll do it. You don't have to hire no big painting company. But, you know, if you're not going to pick up the paintbrush yourself, then you got to do something if you want it changed, right? So if you want to get outside your house right now, you're going to have to get out of the chair.
I just want to ask Brenda really quickly. So, Brenda, was that a question about the Oh, she's already gone. Okay, never mind then. She was asking about a red wall in your bedroom. I don't know if that was for Renetta or if that was a question or not, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's not so good to have a red wall in your bedroom because it's fire energy. It keeps you awake and it could cause arguments, right? Because it's too fiery. A red, you know, I would say tone it down to pinks. Like, very soft pink, a yellow, you know what I mean? In the bedroom, something calming. If you want to bring in romance in your room, you know, put some little hearts up, you know, they don't have to be red. They could be made out of anything.
And no TV in the bedroom, Angela.
Yeah. No TV, no computer, no exercise equipment, no paperwork, you know. And you know, if you're looking for a mate, think about, would a man like to sleep in that bedroom? So if you got fluffy pillows and, you know, flowers, no man wants to come in there, right? So tone it down. You know, men don't want to sleep on a pink blanket. Think about it. Satin sheets are fine, but tone it down to a neutral blue or green or tan.
Oh my God. You know what? When I was in India last year, I bought pink sheets and my husband says, no, I am not sleeping on that. He said, no. I was like, okay.
Don't blame him, you know, unless he was, you know, very artistic or something.
Mm-hmm. He said, no. So it's like, okay, no, it is.
You can get some neutral colors, you know.
Yeah, we have neutral now. No pink. So there's a question from two questions from Fahad. And she says she's trying to be loving and at peace, but there is quarreling and a lot of angry words, and even if I go somewhere else, the same thing. So I'm afraid to say what I want. I just want peace. What do you recommend? And then she has a follow-up question later saying, if you have no money, because you were talking about, you know, leaving a relationship if it's abusive and stuff. She said, if you have no money to move or get away from a certain situation, what can you do?
Well, there's a lot you can do.
Depending on where you live.
Yeah. And stop focusing on, I have no money. I'm stuck here. I'm abused and I'm going to stay in it because, and you got your list of this. So that's why you're still in it. Okay. So what is stopping you from creating some income? You see, what would you rather experience, right? And I sit people down and I said, don't talk to your mind. We're going to talk to your heart. Ask your heart, is this a relationship you want to be in for the rest of your life? What does your heart say? It says no, right? Mm-hmm. Your brain is thinking all these reasons why you're stuck, but your heart's saying no. And then you go, okay. So heart, what can I do right now to break free from it? Right now, today, this minute, your heart's going to speak to you, right? And it's going to tell you because that's where spirit is, okay? And there's no reason, none, that any person has to stay anywhere. It's a choice we make. So what would be a better choice for you, all right? We can't make it for you. We want to. So the better choice for you is to get yourself into a position where you feel stronger and empowered, okay? And not willing to participate in a relationship like that. Not willing to put up with any excuses. There are places you can go. You have family members, okay? And they would tell you the same thing to get out of that. Okay, so you don't get hurt. You're worth more than that, number one. And why cry when you can smile, right? If you're not working, then start applying for some kind of work, all right, where they don't know where you are working, number one. You do tell them everything you're doing. That's one of the victims' problems all the time. They keep saying everything they're doing. And so the person who is, you know, victimizing them, abusing them, controlling them, keeps controlling them, you know, showing up at their job and doing all kinds of stuff to get them, you know, fired or this or that, been through it all. So the best thing to do is not speak to them about what your plans are, and you start taking action behind the scenes and get out of it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know, Lara, if you've been through that, but I have.
No, I haven't, thank goodness.
It was bad, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. And I fled.
Yeah, but and that's the thing. It's like sometimes we think that we can't because we don't have the money or the resources, but there will always be some social organizations, some friends, some family that will take you in for a short period of time. You know, if you have to sit on somebody's couch for a couple of weeks, you know, do that, you know?
Yeah. It's, you know, they have violence shelters, you know, for women, things like that too. If you go, I don't know, if you're in America, we have what we call like welfare. And if you go there and explain to them, you know, I'm in a very scary, you know, relationship, I'm getting beat up, whatever it is, threatening my life, I need to go into a hotel and get me a job. They will, you know. So it's up to you to go and do it without anyone knowing what you're doing or where you're going.
So I was just going to say some of the parts of the package can be helpful, but you know, your safety is number one, you know? So if you're in that type of situation, you know, don't worry about get a package, do something, you know?
Yeah. So let's run some healing energy for empowerment for this dear soul here,
mm-hmm.
and clear off that victim heaviness, fear of being hurt and
being stuck, you know,
and wasting your time. You've been wasting your time basically with this relationship and you know it. So let's clear that. We're going to stand you up straight and put you back in your body. Cause it's like, I see energetically, this person's bent over, almost like, you know, someone's pounding on their back, keeps beating them from behind. So stand up, wash the back off, the head, the neck, clearing all those fist energies off of them right now, cutting that cord and setting you free emotionally and physically. And I'm going to call on your angel team to protect you. Amp it up with Archangel Michael. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody else who requires that also can tap into that energy too.
I'm going to send that across the board here. Yeah, just clearing out being abused in any manner. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Not allowing it anymore. Disengaging from it, everybody. Filling us now with strength and peace, especially all the women here that are being taken advantage of and not knowing what love is and self-sacrifice. Clear that now. And the reason behind it. And clear fear of being alone. Clear that. It's better be alone and safe. Activate that now. Implement that now. The strength, the strategies that the people need to break free from it quietly, easily, safely. Thank you. Yeah, that's going to keep running.
Awesome. Good. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you stay away from your relatives, sweetheart. Definitely, New York has places for that, shelters and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's going to continue running for now. So Linda was asking about, she said she heard that a blue wall in a bedroom was floating away relationships. Is that true? Blue is water.
Yeah. Well, like I said, in a bedroom, it should be no water in the bedroom, mm-hmm. no fire. Okay. And you want to put in like a light color, like a nice gold or very, you know, light, very pale, you know, color of maybe pink or peach, depending on, you know, you.
I must be a very bland person because I leave my, you know, walls like ivory, you know, like ivory or.
Yeah, that's
like,
okay.
you know, I never thought to color them in, you know, and, oh, except for I did have periwinkle blue one time and yellow. What am I talking about? Never mind. That was a long time ago.
Yellow is good because it kind of goes with almost everything,
mm-hmm.
furniture.
Yeah, I did do that one time.
Yeah, so if you get, you know, if you paint a wall red, nothing really goes with it.
Yeah.
You know, and so, it's too much fire.
Yeah. So Annette's asking, and this might help people who are thinking of getting the package. We're going to talk about the package in a minute. Is there a process that Marlena could run for financial ease for all of us? Because you are the
Yeah, that's not an issue at all. We know this. So people wherever you're at right now, okay, let's not focus on like a financial problem, all right? Let's focus on a financial solution, okay? Mm-hmm. And say in your mind, I am the solution. I know exactly what the solution is. Money comes to me easily. I don't have a problem with money. Money and I love each other. Okay. When you start speaking them things into your mind and out loud and writing them down, your energy shifts and so does your situation. So let's run some energy now to bring in some happiness. Mm-hmm. Okay. Happy energy, happiness into your lower chakras right now. Clearing out this guilt and shame and remorse, because some of you feel guilty that you don't have certain amounts of money. Okay, and you can't give something you want to give or buy something you want to buy. So let's clear that now. It's wasting your energy.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So we want to restore back the energy wasted, number one. And open up them lower chakras right now, because some of them are blocked. So we're going to open up your root chakra, grounding you into Mother Earth, because some of you are not grounded whatsoever. Okay, so grounding into the lovely warm soil, walking on a nice Florida beach with the sunshine shining on you, and you got a beautiful hat on and you're glowing with joy. You're walking on the beach and you're like, wow, this is great. And you're smiling, chatting away with your best friend, having a good time on this beautiful mini vacation we're on together. We're going to open up your sacral chakra and hooking it into the root chakra, clearing out some mother energy out of certain people. That's a stumbling block. Clearing that now. Removing hurt and pain. And there's some shame in there as well. And that's a low vibrational frequency. Clearing out questioning, asking your mother if it's all right. Clearing that out of there now. Thank you. Adding in joy. It's a joy and a pleasure to live. Expanding that energy out 300 feet around you right now. Opening up your energy centers to expand. Anywhere you were resisting that, clear away now. Yeah. Opening up the solar plexus where there's a lot of negative energy in there. All them emotions you stored in, men in the back, lower back, clearing that away, women in the front. Lots of issues, different kinds. We don't need to name them all. We're just going to clear it now, opening up to your own abundance field. You're going to play in energy. You might as well have some fun doing it, right? Mm-hmm. So let's bring in some fun, excitement, creativity. Yeah. Expanding. Allowing money in is another biggie for some of you. You're afraid of change. You're afraid the money will show up and you'll have to change. You'll have to move. So we're going to clear that out right now. Resistance to receiving money for any and all reasons. Clear you now, all of you. And there is like angels keep coming in saying, put in, have more fun, have more fun. They want all of us to have more fun. So bringing in the angel team for each and every one of us to bring in some more fun, some more enjoyment, some more excitement, alleviating all the stress, all the time wasted. We call back our time now. And opening up the heart chakra to love and love life and love people and love experiencing new things and new people and new relationships, whatever it needs to be. Clearing out all that unforgiveness and the thoughts about it and the emotions that you're stuck in. Clear that now. Open the heart to receive. I'm bringing in Lakshmi energy here and Lakshmi team. Opening up your throat chakra to express yourself, what you enjoy and what you don't enjoy. Your yes is yes, your no is no. Bringing clarity in there. And clearing off all these responsibilities. Clear that off. And allowing you more space to have freedom, to have fun. Clearing off the third eye and the crown together because they work together. Helping you to see the fun, to see the money, to see the enjoyment, to see the opportunities. And go with it. Go for it. Motivate and do it. Take action. Clearing the crown chakra of all confusion and worry. And bringing in an energy of gratitude, thankfulness, peace, rest, good thoughts, positive thoughts, energizing now, running the wealth frequencies for each and every individual as needed. With ease and grace, without a healing crisis. And clearing everywhere you are your own stumbling block. For reasons known and unknown. Procrastination, be gone. Hoarders, be gone. All that vibration, clear away now, be gone. Once and done. Yeah, bringing in an angel to push you forward now. To keep on pushing you forward, whatever it takes to get you to your next destination, your next level. With ease and grace, positive ideas, momentum, motivation. Yeah. And whatever else is needed, bringing that down from source right now into you, all the way through you now, and balancing you into this new vibration with ease and grace and acceptance that you now received it. And so it is. And it's going to keep running, Alara.
Ah. Awesome. Thank you. Good. Oh, goodness. I was yawning through the whole thing as well. Caroline saying, huge clearing on not having enough money. Crying now.
It's all right. Let the tears out because that's healing. When you let tears out or you scream, just a loud scream, it releases so much stress, you know?
Because we're told we're not allowed to, you know, get angry. We're not allowed to be frustrated. We're not allowed to express ourselves, you know, in that way. It's bad. Yeah. It's wrong.
Yeah.
A spiritual person doesn't do that.
Yeah, like heck. I don't know if I told your audience, but I bought myself, it cost $5 at Walmart, this little blow up man. And I had one when I was a kid, and I'll beat the heck out of him. You punch him and he comes right back up. You kick him, he comes back up. I'm not hurting anybody, but I'm letting go.
Yeah, you're letting it out.
Yeah. And so I went through, you know, the loss of my dad, the loss of my sister, the loss of this, the loss of that person, all that. And, you know, I was getting sick and I just got one of them things. I beat the hell out of it. Stress ball don't work for me. Right. And I am not willing to linger in an energy too long. That's grief and agony. Okay. So I did get some help. And then I got myself some help by that little guy, and he was only $5. So he's probably on Walmart too, you know, at walmart.com. Anybody who needs to beat something up other than a person or an animal, because you notice how much anger there is in the world. Yeah. And if we would all be given one of these little dolls when we were like 4 years old and keep it.
It could even be a pillow. It doesn't have to be even a doll. It could just be a pillow. You can scream into a pillow, punch the pillow, whatever, just to get it out of you, you know?
True, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom used to tell me, like, go outside and scream. And I was like, well, the neighbors, but now I don't care. If I release and let it go, it's coming out that way.
Oh,
and it's good to let it go. You're not yelling at nobody. You're just, you know.
Sometimes you're yelling at God. I've done that.
Screamed
at God, got it all out of my system, and then, you know, went along my way, and then it was all fine.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, he's got big shoulders, so
exactly.
He's heard it all. He knows what we can take and what we can't.
Yeah.
You know, and so when we get to that point, like your back's against the wall, you have nowhere else to go. That's when he's like, finally, you know, I got your attention now, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I need you to do this or go there, or, you know, you were supposed to do that and you knew it and you didn't. So now I'm going to give you another chance to go back and, you know, do that or whatever. And so it's always good, you know, not to get upset about things and just notice things, just start taking notice of it. Say, this thing keeps coming up over and over. Okay. Now let me see what I can do about it. Right.
Yeah.
So some things we got to clear and some things we got to hit it head on.
Yeah. Some things you have to take action. Some things you have to let go. And some, you know, it just depends on what it is. I'm like yawning like crazy. So Marlene, let's talk about the special offer for a minute and then we'll go back and, you know, take another question or two after that. So for those of you who are on the live page, click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to laura.at/show/Marlena7. So I'm going to screen share, and Marlena, you can talk about it, okay? That'll give me time
Let me see if that works for me.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I have a page up too, so. Okay, there we go. Wonderful. All right, so what we have today is three packages, A, B, and C, that I put together. They're very intense, very powerful training here today. So with package A, okay, you are going to get two MP3s and a PDF. Now, in the PDF itself, you're gonna get a guide to your personal address, okay? What story your address is telling about itself and you, okay, in your life, and are you compatible? And if not, I'm going to show you a simple fix for that so you don't have to run and move every time. You're going to get a personal chi guide, which is an energy guide. So you'll know your personal birth element, and then you'll be able to learn to create a good feng shui home that supports and nourishes you and your family members, okay? And then we're going to give you a directional guide to proper feng shui. So what direction your home faces determines the overall feng shui setup, okay? Once you have that in place, your birth chart coming to you, you're going to get a feng shui chart, where this is always fun because no one ever has done this before, where you have your personal lucky, healthy, financial, relationship information for you, and if you're married, for your spouse as well, and for your children. So each person has a specific direction, okay, that they can be positioned in your home, or in your, if you go to work, if you work in an office, especially where you can receive more luck for you, more business, where you'll feel healthier. Okay. Your relationships will flourish. And so your finances will too. When your relationships are in alignment, your finances will flow easier. So you want to do forgiveness quickly, people. You're going to get a chart. Okay. For placement, okay, of the right colors, where they go in your home, but like high vibrational items that are, you know, specifically for you, and different rooms, and where they can go in which direction. All right, the MP3 is the first one. And I use both of them. They're both utilizing the angels, okay? The first one is beautiful music to bring in this beautiful balance of chi energy into your house. So you can be playing that 24 hours a day and keeping the balance flowing in your home. So you have both yin and yang energy. So your home starts to shift, okay? So if it's feeling down and heavy, that can be played. And then the second MP3 is going to boost the good chi flow back to your optimal order, okay? Both of them working together, they're beautiful. We are going to allow you in package A, okay, to learn, you know, more than you will learn in any other course. I put it all in this one PDF and allowed two beautiful MP3s to come along with it, okay? And when we do this, you are going to be placed in a crystal angelic bubble, all right? So if you can see the beautiful angel in the beautiful crystal bubble, you know, feeling that energy right now, allowing you to feel that energy right now of the angel's presence with you. And you can visualize yourself and feel the energy of you going inside the bubble and hugging the angel right now into the crystal energy, and you becoming one in that beautiful energy. So that, you know, basically is package A. You're going to learn the right elements for you. And we do really have to ask you if you have animals too. This will work for them. The questions there, it went so quick. But anyway, like, this works for everyone. It really does, including your little furry friends and your fish, okay, if you have fish. We want to ask you if you are living your dream life right now, okay? Is your home that you're living in feng shuied for you personally, okay? Which it should be. Did you invest in programs and multiple sessions and still have stubborn blocks that won't budge? Are you tossing and turning all night, waking exhausted, frustrated, angry, having a difficult time functioning at 100% potential for you? Do you find that your finances are dwindling, your business is failing, or perhaps you are still struggling to get it off the ground, your business? Are your relationships suffering? You cannot find lasting love? How healthy are you, your family members? Do you feel cursed? Do you have ghosts and entities sharing your space? You know, if you answered yes to any of these questions, and if you're sick and tired and overwhelmed and just exhausted, then this is for you, okay? If you're ready to experience quick and lasting results, this is what feng shui can do for you, all right? We can all read all that other, you know, benefits of being blessed with good luck and wealth and health and love, career, personal relationships, and everything that you would be desiring at this moment. This feng shui can actually help you. And a lot of times it will work within 9 hours of you utilizing it. All right. This program will attract wealth and money easily, help you to start feeling alive with energy and passion and motivation. It will improve your emotions, your health, your vitality. It will shift your energy level, improve your production. It will help you to attract your best relationship partner or turn back on the fire in your current one. Clear out the clutter, confusion, brain fog, bringing you back to your highest empowered state. You'll find you are suddenly inspired and motivated. You'll be taking action and seeing amazing results. Your business will grow. Customers will start to seek you out. You'll gain a great reputation and be noticed. You will feel peace in your heart and your home, and people will be more comfortable living there. Every room in the home will be balanced and harmonized. Okay, so you and your home will be energetically aligned to be a perfect vibrational match. And finally, you'll be experiencing that dream life that you've been longing for, okay? It can actually change your life overnight when you put it into practice. You can experience sudden shifts happening, all right? Some, like I said, some as quick as 9 hours, some within 9 days, and others a little longer, but it is worth it, right? You have absolutely nothing to lose except stress, fear, anxiety, pain, illness, loneliness, and financial blocks. Listen to your heart right now, okay? Feng Shui has numerous ways to improve your quality of life, right? So from Feng Shui steps, such as good air and good light, to slightly more advanced ones, okay? This will enhance the quality of your life. Knowing the basic Feng Shui layout of your space is very important. What direction your home faces determines your overall setup. So your address is going to tell a story. Each room has a certain vibrational frequency, and it determines whether you have peace and harmony, health and success, abundance, love, great lasting relationships, and divine flow. So all of that is coming in package A, all right? And with B, you're going to get everything in package A. So you're going to get the two MP3s, and you're going to get the PDF, which is going to have pictures and instructions and guides for you and your, you know, your life. And you can do it at your own pace, okay? There's no rush. We start small, and we end up with a huge breakthrough by doing certain steps for you, all right? Now, in package B, you can probably see me there in the middle. I'm wearing my beautiful heart-shaped glasses in my relationship corner of my home. I have a beautiful scarf on, which has hearts, and you can see how I set up the space around me. Up in the corner says Manifest Money Now. Underneath, I am, you know, expanding. I feel great underneath that. I have a little sign that, you know, I am not here to be average. I'm here to be awesome. Up on top, I have it, love. It's actually on my wall, this love clock that I created. And that's in my relationship section. And then I have joy, okay? And then I have an airplane where that's in my travel section. Okay, so that's how my home is set up for me. And underneath and above my home, you know, I have certain things done for that as well. So for package B here, you'll get all of A. And track one is going to be clearing your chi in your space. So we're going to remove the blockages in your home, your atmosphere, the blockages from your furnishings, your pets, and people. Very simple. Track two is probably everybody, one of everybody's favorite ones, to clear the wealth corner. It's going to boost it up. So we're going to play that in the south east corner of your space and office, okay? Anywhere your office is. If it's in the house or somewhere else, you can play that there to boost up your wealth, okay? It's going to transmute the negative energy and convert it to positive wealth vibration. It runs about 29 minutes or so. It's pretty long, but it's worth it. Allow it to play. I even played it in my apartment, you know, for the rental space. So I encourage you to use that wherever you feel necessary, wherever it will work for you. And then track three goes along with that in your career corner. We want to boost that up. So you want to play that in the north area of your space, designed to bring in the correct flow of the water element for your career and success in business. Okay. That's another track that's about 29 minutes long. All right. Track four, we have Fame and Fortune Booster. This is great for those of you that, you know, have a business or you would like to be famous, okay? Maybe you're writing a book, things like that. Maybe you're a singer, things, you know, stuff like that. This will work. Play it in the south area of your space. It will bring in the right fire energy to your fame and fortune and business success, along with the package A changes we'll be making. These are what you utilize with that. Track five, we all want to do this, the health center booster, to be played in the center of your space. All right, this is the most important section of your home. It touches every area of your bagua. Here is where we will be spending the longest amount of time. So that track will run for 42 minutes. You can just play these. You're not stuck to a chair. I just want you to know that. So allow them to play and do their magic. Track 5, healthy yin and yang booster. Okay, we're going to play this to balance and harmonize your space, starting with the health center, as the frequency will flow through the entire space. So this one you can play in the center of your home and allow it to just flow through your home, okay, and go out the windows as well and around your home. Track 5B, okay, healthy glow. I like to add this in for everybody. So where we have a healthy glow put back into us, a radiance booster. Playing this track will help you to start feeling great and looking great, okay? Feeling great about yourself. It balances your personal energy. So if you've been feeling, you know, kind of dragged down and you don't look good to yourself, well, play that track a few times and boost up your morale for yourself. Track 5C, healthy eyesight booster. A lot of people ask me for this because you're constantly staring at computers or TVs or whatever. So this is going to help heal the tired and sore eyes. At the same time, we will be clearing the third eye. So you can see through the negative clouds, you know, hindering your intuition and guidance from God's source. That one there is very powerfully set, so you don't have to, you know, be sitting right there. It's just going to work. It's almost silent. So the vibration of it is very, very strong, and it's just set for your eyesight, okay? Track 6, a lot of people on the call today, you know, relationship corner booster, liquid love activation, to be played in the southwest corner of your space and in your bedrooms, all right? So we're going to call in your angels of love to clear and transmute the old ancestral blockages from you and your space. It will bring in more love, more peace, more harmony. When played in the marriage area, which is the bedroom, it is going to boost your marriage relationship. Plus, it can help to bring in that perfect life partner for you. Okay? That's one for that beautiful soul we spoke with a little while ago. Track 7, whether you have family with you or children or not, still to be played in your East Center to keep your adult children as well. Okay? It will bless them because that's our intention. So this is going to be for fun. Okay, so to bring back some fun into your life, if you don't have children, play that track. All right, it's the West Center, and it goes on for 22 minutes. So it'll bring back balance and harmony, love, getting along, having fun, enjoying life, all right? So if that part of your house is a little bit down where you're not having any fun or enjoying life, track 7 will help you. Track 8 will give you wisdom for higher education to boost up your creativity. So depending on what you are doing, if you're going to school or you're planning on going to school or you got to take a test, that's good for you. And also if you're creating, if you want to get motivated and create, this can be played in your northeast corner. And listening to this track will help give you a genius mindset, believe me, help you to relax, focus, concentrate, meditate. Set your intention to pass the courses and the exams and get a better position that than dreamed possible. Dream bigger, okay, and be very creative, okay? That track will help you. Track 9 is good for Alara. You know, bring in your helpers and boost your travel, okay? So play it in the northwest corner of your space. It brings in the metal energy, so the flow of help increases for you. If intended, it will bring in travel opportunities for you as well. Maybe speaking engagements, clients for your business. That's what it's used for. Helpers for your home if you can't find help. You know, that's another thing. It brings in a lot of fun. I utilized that track a lot of times, and actually I'm going on a little mini trip very soon from playing that. Track 10, everybody, all right? This is the home entity cleanser, all right? So you play this first while sitting at a short distance to remove every demon and attachment from you, all right? To be played on a loop in any area of your space you feel needs a real powerful cleansing. It's very short, it's only 5 minutes long, but it is powerful. It will remove those negative energies from you. That's what that one lady really needs right there. And then I put in three bonus tracks. One is Break Land and Home Curses. This is the Eliminator. It breaks all hexes and curses off you, your home, and your land. You can play it inside and outside for best results. I have done it many times, and it works. It made my neighbors move away, okay, that were disrupting the whole street here, okay? They're gone. The house is free and clear. So I'm very happy. Track two bonus is for your vibrational force field protection. So once we get rid of those entities, okay, I am utilizing the clearing bells in each room of the home and the garage, the attic, the closet, the shed, the yard, the sides, the front. I'm going to transmute all negative vibes, frequencies, clearing the ley lines, the pipelines, and energy lines. That goes on for 30 minutes. Okay, you can also use bells along with me if you'd like to go through each room as I'm speaking it and walking through with you. I will be like I'm right there. In track three, I put in some high energy motivation music. So we need to bring in a pure high energy of yang. So get your body moving, okay? The intention here is to help you have more positive physical energy. A lot of people are drained, and it will assist you in getting motivated to declutter and clean your home. So a lot of you need to play that, procrastinators, yes. And then we have package C, which is a 30-minute consult with me. So after you worked with the package, then we can come together and work on whatever area might still be, you know, giving you a problem. And if you have any questions, session with me, unless I have back to back, usually lasts longer than 30 minutes. It could go from 30 minutes to an hour, depending on what happens. So I just want to let everybody know. So we have, you know, this beautiful package today to help people. We have all them testimonials as well, where people have come through working with me. Mm-hmm. And people have really experienced, miracles. So, there are people here that, never knew about energy and hopped on one of these calls and suddenly they knew that they were supposed to be here, and they bought the package and then they're like, wow, okay. So we have like people here, testifying that, their wealth has, increased. Their body went hot because energy was flowing through them, right? One person actually, it was funny because they actually ended up after a session, they got a PayPal notice that said, you got money. They had a new client right away. So things like this, we have people getting free canoes, free trips, free cars, free homes. It just amazes me. I myself got a free TV. Somebody got like a $720 money order, showed up with a great business idea and they met a brand new guy. Okay. So things from cleaning the house, there was one and I won't forget them. They contacted me and got this package here. And they were having entities attack them at night. The nighttime is when everybody seems to get scared. And, those people that are, afraid of those things draw them on. And so this person was afraid to go to sleep. They were up all night shaking and lights all on. And the entities would just come out, and show themselves to them and start doing stuff. And so they contacted me and they ran these, tracks here. And all of a sudden, they're like, they left. They felt it, their body shook, and the things left, And I said, because they were attached to you. And so they ran for their life because they can't stand the vibration. They cannot stand my energy. They will not stay around. They will shake. So, you know, things happen where people's relationship got better, or they met somebody or a family member that was maybe arguing with them for years, turned around and called them out of the blue and said, hey, I have a house for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm paying everything for you. It's amazing. You know, stuff that happens, I'm just like, ah, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I can't say this is actually going to happen, you know, because it's specific for each person. So if you are struggling and wondering why after working, you know, so long and so hard on trying to clear the blocks, it may just be a block in your home, you know, mm-hmm. It may be a block. And once we clear that block, or the energies or entities, your flow starts coming in, you feel better, you know. All of a sudden your marriage works out, your kids stop acting up, right? Certain things, like if, here's another thing I will share with people. If you are sleeping with a beam over your head, move your bed, right? It give you headaches. You'll wonder why I got headaches, right? Move your bed. All right. Do not have, and this is another thing, look around your house. Do not have like violent pictures hanging on the wall. Mm-hmm. I have a client like that and they're afraid to take it down. It's, you know, violent. And they're wondering why they're being beaten up in the house. Hello. You're bringing that energy in, the frequency in. Why when you go outside of your house, why are the neighbors fighting with you? You know, because you're carrying that vibration, the frequency of it. Attack me. You know what I mean? You're playing the victim. So take down all the pictures that have, you know, negative energy in them, negative pictures. Bring in beautiful horses, you know, beautiful ocean scenes, where they need to go. You know, some people will bring in, you know, Buddhas. Mm-hmm. Water gardens, rocks, crystals, energy like that. Bring that into your home. You want to balance it. You want to harmonize it, but you also don't want to overdo it, right? You don't want to overdo one room.
I've overdone this room.
Yeah, but you're in there. That's your workspace. So
yeah, I'm in here all the time.
You utilize the metal, the water, the fire's in there. I see sunshine energy, you know, mm-hmm. So you got it going on in there, and then your beautiful energy is flowing. So it's like you're balanced in there.
Right.
Right. You're mm-hmm. not out of balance. Everything's in order there.
Except for the clutter. I have to remove some clutter. I told my husband tomorrow we're decluttering. He said, yeah
with
we'll
one
see.
With one or two red onions stabbed around wherever he's going to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to tape him to his stomach and let that stuff get out of him, it'll be beautiful. So I'm kind of looking at the chat here, and mm-hmm. they feel lighter and hopeful. Lisa, I literally just saw a bunny in my backyard. Yeah, look at the bunny. He hops, he's having fun. The energetic bunny too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's giving her a message, right? So lots of energy moving. For the past couple nights with all the heavy rain here, I had one big toad outside and little tiny what we call them, tree frogs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every time I went to make a download of a new package I was working on, the frog outside my window would do his croaking.
Nice.
So I said, all right, I know you want your voice in there.
Exactly.
But frogs bring wealth, actually bringing wealth. And it's like, yeah, certain sounds, you know, we need to hear that sound. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You're lacking a certain sound. It could be the birds singing. And that will pick you up. It'll energetically pick you up. True. It's inspiring. Like some people love wind chimes. If they don't hear the wind chime, they'll go out and ring it. They like that sound. They need to hear it. Just like when you do a mantra, om, you know, if you do om and you hold that note as long as you can, your mouth is going to vibrate because it's a healing sound for everyone. It's one of those sounds everybody can use.
Yep.
Right. But not everybody can tolerate a dog barking. Okay. Other people don't bother them at all. They love the sound of a dog barking or a cat meowing or a certain musical note. So everybody's body has an energetic liking and disliking. And you'll know that. So even in your home, you might have, you know, you like pink sheets. And he's like, okay. So see what I mean?
Yeah.
And it could have been the other way around where he's like, I don't mind the pink. And you're like, yuck. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So balancing, right? Harmonizing. You didn't say too bad. You're going to put up with the pink sheets, you know, and have an argument. You're like, yeah, I understand that. Great. So somebody else can use the pink sheets. No problem. You know, or
when guests come, they get
guests. Yeah. So I had a room back here and I kept procrastinating about, yeah, I'm going to paint the bedroom. That's got to be green. And you know, and I started to paint it. And, then I was like, oh, now I need a new bed. So I moved that bed and gave it away to a healer and, her children and her picked it up. And, you know, I said, good. Now someone else has a blessing. I got a brand new bed. And then all of a sudden, after I did this, my, family's coming down to visit. So see, moving that energy moved my family closer to me and coming to see me, right? And bringing in peace and healing, you know? So sometimes that little movement, cleaning the closet, moving the junk away from your front door, the shoes, the coats hanging, the book bags, you know, where everybody drops their junk, that front door is your main entrance. So if the energy's getting stuck to come in the front door, right, that's not a good thing.
Right.
You want to flow. So, you know, a lot of people are probably like, oh man, now I got to clean. You know, that's what this package does. But it motivates us. It gets us alive and alert to what's going on.
What if you don't have any place to put anything?
That's an issue sometimes. But, you know, taking the shoes, all right, that were next to the door, of course, and moving them over a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. Letting some energy open a little bit to the front door. Look outside your front door, apartments, or anything that meets the outside. Okay. One of your doors might meet the outside. Hallways too. Sweep it. Okay. Put up a nice, beautiful gold emblem on the door outside, inviting energy into your home with gold, you know. But the outside of your house, check it out. Are the weeds? Pull them out. All right. Sweep it. Sweep the sidewalk. Clean it. And say, you know, I'm allowing good energy in now. It's nice and clean flow. You know, it takes 2 minutes to sweep. Right. Mm-hmm. And then you can say, yay, I swept today. I did something. I didn't sit on my bed. Right. So it even helps like to get up because a lot of people now they're like adrenal exhaustion, you know.
Right.
So even taking a broom and sweeping a few minutes, you'll feel good if you got that adrenal exhaustion because then you can say, oh, man, I got to sweep today. So it shifts your mind out of that, right? And taking a washcloth, you know, and washing down the counters or the table. It doesn't take a lot of your energy if you have some kind of, you know, problem with your health, right? But just moving, right? A little bit at a time, right? Mm-hmm. A little bit of food at a time, right? And a lot of water. Drinking a lot of water to get your body flowing is always good, right?
Yeah. So Marlena Penny's asking a good question. I think we kind of covered it at some point today, but she's asking if there are body correspondences to areas of the house. I'm having left side abdominal or muscular ache and spasms. Have a doc doctor's appointment for it next week, but would love to do a space clearing for the corresponding home area first. I would definitely still go to the doctor, get that checked.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they can't find it, but mm-hmm. other times you can. And yeah, so the left, you know, the left side of the body, depending on if you go outside of your house, look at the left side of your house. Go inside, look at the left side of your house. What's there? Clutter? Okay. An item from a passed away relative, a picture of an old relationship, an item from them. You know, start going there. Okay. And say, I don't feel good on my left. What's on the left here? I'm going to investigate. See, that's why I say be your own investigator, mm-hmm. right? Investigate what's happening. All right. And it might just be, you know, an emotion that you're holding on to. And the doctor can't find an emotion. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, if you let it go on and on, like grief, you know, you can get sick.
For sure.
Physically, we know this. Stress causes so much junk. So, you know, with this person here, if we could run some healing energy, we're going to go from the crown of your head and clear out. Wow, you're having a tough time expressing yourself. So the throat chakra, that's where the energy stuck in this person. And it's showing up as pain in the left side. So stuck gas, clearing out that energy, vibration of stuck energy, which is almost like a gas pain because it's a stuck ball of energy. So we're going to begin to push it and flush it out for you and let us know how you're feeling. Yeah, clearing that out. Thank you. And so, this is going to sound weird, Alara, but this person needs to jog.
I need to jog, move around.
Yeah, your body's saying jump, bounce, so it's like a jogging. Mm-hmm. So you can jog in place or jump on your bed.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, before they used to have those mini little trampoline thingies, you know, people would use a lot. I always wanted one, but I never got one. But
we'll get you one, we'll mail it to you. Everybody chip in, we'll buy her one.
I've always, I don't know why I've always wanted them, but it never happened.
That'd be cool.
So Angela was asking about any insight on macular degeneration, eye disease. This is for her father-in-law in particular. So, you know, like there are a lot of pieces in the package that Angela and her husband could use, for sure.
Yeah, well, they could share it too with the eye, you know, for the problem with this man. Mm-hmm. And DNA, you know, and the belief system that when you get older, you have this problem. So we'll run some healing around his brain, his mind, his thoughts around being elderly, older, not wanting to see. He might have grief from a loss, mm-hmm. which would, you know, activate that kind of thing. So we're going to ask that mind get cleared so that energy can go through him with ease and grace, and bring some clearing in there for him, and adjusting be made as needed, and clearing out grief energy, hardship and struggle.
Awesome.
I know that now. Thank you. And bring him a peace. And he was shouldering too much responsibility. So we're going to clear that from him now and bring him peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
Beautiful.
And so Angela's husband is asking, it's his first time ever on a call or anything spiritual, right? And anything to do with spirituality or energy work. And so he's insisting, she said, my husband is insisting his question wasn't answered. So,
well, I didn't see it because I've been in my little zone here.
So. Yeah. So Sabiti's question was, how does a person who has done a wrong forgive themselves and develop self-confidence and self-esteem while at the same time be able to become safe enough not to ever let themselves do that wrong or other wrongs again?
Yeah, by getting a session with me, we can get rid of that thing. It probably runs in the family, you know, and that vibration, you know, gets stuck in you, and then the energies and entities, you know, they try and follow you, you know, through generations, right? The guilt and the shame, all right, you can let go of that right now, actually, while we're on the call, and anyone else who feels guilty in any manner, knowing that everybody on this planet is going to make a mistake, right? Fall down, we'll call it, or some people that are in the religious energy might say, you know, they sinned real bad, and how can God forgive me? Well, listen, that's what he does the best, okay? If he didn't, we'd all be hit in the butt with an arrow, right, or something, or kick. You know, so the thing is, you're not alone. You're not the only person ever on the planet that ever did that. Mm-hmm. And there'll be others after you until they get enlightened like you are now. So in order to help you, are you willing to forgive yourself right now fully and freely? All you have to do is type in the word yes or no, whichever that would be for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. Wonderful. So thank you. And now we are going to ask that your spouse also forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we run the frequency of total forgiveness and freedom and clarity now. Getting that off your back and your shoulders right now, clearing your mind of it once and for all, once and done. You never did it. You were never there. Goodbye. Thank you. Good. So that's one quick thing. Okay. There's more work to be done, but that is good to actually get some of that garbage out of him.
And it's 11:11. It's 11:11.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Here it's 5:11. So yeah. And, the date today, let me see, it's 7, 8, 9, 10. It's a 1. Wonderful. Meaning in control. So I listen to numbers, colors, sounds. I'm just like, woo, I'm into the energy. And as soon as we started to clear that, the wind here started coming up and ringing my little bells outside. Isn't that awesome?
Mm. So Angela's asking, do you want him to speak?
If he would like to speak and he can, that would be great. We're here.
You're here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
So do you want to, do you have a question that you still want to ask, Marlena?
Well, I'm still taking in the answer to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Done a lot of soul searching on my own. I've done a lot of seeking of counseling from various places, counselors, religious people, and everything. And I really need to find a way to let go.
Right, yeah, you made a mistake. And yeah. You're absolutely forgiven. Okay? Even God forgave you. Source forgave you. The universe forgave you. The angels forgave you. All right?
Yeah.
And we forgive you. Now it's time for you to forgive you.
I guess I'll get there.
And then and also choose how you're going to move forward now.
Right. Wonderful.
You have to be different than you were before, right? So how are you going to move forward now differently?
A lot of that has started happening.
Awesome.
There are things I'm doing that surprise not only my wife and children, but myself.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I saw that. She mentioned that about making floral arrangements.
Oh, yeah. And it's become something I started doing as, to be totally honest, as a sorry statement.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's become my thing. I'm researching on floral arrangements. I'm learning plants. It's strange, but it's good. It's good. Lovely. I'm enjoying
it. Awesome.
Yeah, and then you can probably create a business with that.
You never know.
Oh, I know you can. I used
Marlena's to all about that. Marlena's all about this. She'll tell you different ways to make money from doing something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously. I used to have my own store front, and that took courage. I was a single mom living on child support. And I said, he's gone. I'm not. Right? I'm back. Thank you. And I went on a creative spark. I wrote down, what am I good at? What do I like to do? I started selling online, like eBay and things like that, cookies, because I love baking. And then I said, I got guts. I went down. I saw a little store for rent. I rented it. I opened it up. All right. He said, you got to sign the lease for a year. I said, I'll be here for a year. I stayed there year to date. I made flowers. I did all kinds of crafts. I had other people come in and rent space. Okay. So today's day and age, we have technology where you can take a picture of your creation and you can sell it. Right. And also, if you get really good weddings, how about wedding flowers? Okay.
Yeah, it would be nice for people here to see a man doing that.
Absolutely.
Well, there's a lot of men that do floral arranging. They're very good at it.
Men are very creative. My husband is more creative than I am, for sure. I have nothing, no creative gene. He's the artistic, creative type.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, everybody's different. So with this newfound creativity and love for flowers, he is drawn to flowers now. Flowers are bring him healing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to add some energy of more creativity and send it to him now. Amp it
Thank
up.
Thank you.
And we're going to give you a boost of new energy, okay, where it will bring you greater ideas and expand your horizon now. And keep your hands busy. Okay, and healing the wounds from the past. Okay, so giving you some new opportunities to make some creative money.
Yeah, thank you so much. One other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking. When you've done something wrong,
mm-hmm.
and you feel the pain it has caused the person who has hurt you, what's the best way? Do you belabor yourself telling them, or do you simply act sorry?
Well, it depends, you know. If you, it depends on the situation, the best thing to say, all right? Mm. In your case, if it's between you and your spouse, you both know. Okay, now, so that's over. And you're taking action now by doing something different, doing something better, doing something more exciting, okay?
Mm.
So everybody is different and unique. And you're special and you're loved, okay, unconditionally. There's no conditions on God's love for you or Source's love for you, all right? So you went to get help. You sought help. And you're seeking some great help today, which is boosting up the help you got. And then Alara is always constantly behind the scenes with, helping your wife, I guess, here. So this is good. Today, I was very happy and grateful that you came to the call. So you're supposed to be here.
Absolutely.
Grateful than you are.
Yeah. And I want you to realize that, you know, it's like you went outside and you jumped in a mud puddle. right?
Yeah.
And then you come in and your wife's like, oh, you're all filthy. Go clean up. So you jumped in the shower and you took a shower and you cleansed yourself. And now you're clean again. That's what this is like.
Yeah, exactly.
You made a mistake.
Never looked at it that way. I never looked at it that way. But
yeah, you made a mistake. So what? Your mother said, don't play in the mud. You went and played in the mud. Because they said, don't do it. Sometimes we do it just to see what it is. Or we unconsciously are led by some spirits, you know, keep enticing us to do something. And if you're not strong in that area, like some of our ancestors weren't, we fall into it, right? It's an energetic trap. And we make a mistake and then we kick ourselves in the butt. And in your case, you're okay because you were forgiven on all ends. And now you're opening up to receiving some gifts. They're like, we've forgiven you. Now we want you to make these flowers. And you're like, okay, I'm going to make these flowers, and you enjoy it. And then you're going to start seeing opportunities to share these flowers with people. All right. So I want you both, though, tonight to take each other's hands, and I want you to walk. I want you to walk out in nature. Okay. Even if it's around the block.
Just for a few minutes. I know it's late where you are, but just maybe 5 minutes.
No problem. I'll make a walk.
Just walk up and down your driveway or sidewalk, you know, together and look at the stars. If it's night, look at the stars.
Yeah.
You know, they're there every night. They come out every night. So that's why I'm saying the universe is right in alignment, perfect timing, perfect rhythm, and everything's in order. The only thing out of order is some of our energy and our thoughts and emotions. So if we could get you back on your feet, thinking in terms of, I already took a shower, I'm clean now, and start over again. Would that be okay? Would that be okay for you?
Yeah, I'm willing to give the best shot.
Awesome. All right, so wonderful. So we're going to give you an energetic boost shower right now, where we're going to cleanse all that off of you right now. It's golden and silver star shower coming down on you right now.
And everybody else who'd like to receive it.
Yeah, everyone else is going to receive an energetic boost, a push forward, and a clearing and cleansing right now. Anything we picked up on the call that might have triggered any, you know, emotions or feelings or thoughts, or judgments, we're going to clear all that right now and bring everybody back into their full empowerment state where there's joy and fun and creativity for everyone. There's more than enough money to go around. So we're going to ask the universe to begin distributing different amounts of money here for each and every person on the call. And for those that would like to invest in the package, we're going to ask that the money show up with ease and grace in a positive way. And that everybody that has been on this call that will listen to the replay will benefit greatly from this energy today and the beautiful conversations going on. Because it's very powerful, very strong. And you are worth it. You are somebody. And you deserve to have wealth, and you deserve to have joy. You deserve to have lasting love and health. And we're going to activate it now. And it's funny because it just started pouring out here. So that's an activation. Woo. So how are you feeling? How is he feeling, Lara? Do we know?
How are you feeling, Sabiti?
I'm feeling great.
Wonderful. So I want you to take your two hands right now, make a gentle fist, and put them up in the air and say, I'm feeling great. Yes.
I'm feeling great. I actually am. By
yeah,
the way.
That's it. So we want to activate it now, and that's shifted your energy. It's like we got to be a cheerleader sometimes, you know, energetic pom-poms. So I'm so grateful today for this beautiful being coming on this call that we could get him set free. thank you. Congratulations for showing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for being with us, Abhiti.
You're welcome. And thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Angela. I know you're there for being here.
Yeah. So is anybody else, like, anybody else, like, got a question or anything?
Let me see. I don't think so. I think everyone's, like, feeling good. Nope. I think everyone's, you know, Linda's saying, thank you so much. This has been fantastic and very generous. Annette was saying tears of joy.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, there's been so many comments from, you know, what a great show. You two knocked it out of the park today. Awesome.
Have baseball bat. Yeah, I believe that, you know, everybody, like they're saying, you know, comes here to your, you know, summit and they receive something every time they show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my intention, that they receive something. Yep.
Yeah, it's not just one person that maybe raised their hand. Everybody seems to get it every time I tune in.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, the speaker or something or the subject is so powerful. It's for everyone, mm-hmm. you know, and it's amazing. Yeah, we do have this contagious laughter, and we want you to have some too up in that right corner. It reminds me of the game show, the Hollywood Squares, when mm-hmm. it's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, everybody that's on is in this beautiful energy square, and we're all sharing this high vibrational laughter and joy energy, and we're just being, you know, like enlightened, we're being empowered, we're being, you know, lifted higher and higher. So before we come on the call, we may feel tired or low. By mm-hmm. the time we leave, we feel really good.
Yes, absolutely. Right? And then you can go back and listen to it again and feel good again. Or you can buy the package and feel even better.
Yeah, that's me. I have to listen to this.
Angela, go ahead.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have been a fan of yours, and I'm really blessed with the speakers you bring on. Malenia, I had a session with you and I didn't know how it would work. That was a while back. We talked about my husband and my home. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that today would be a feng shui night. I had tried to do the feng shui for years, and I was looked at like, woohoo, somebody's going crazy. Tonight, somehow the stars fell in place, and he actually spoke.
Yeah.
That gave me the shivers.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell the speakers who are, I think we're about like 16 tonight. I want to tell you all that, Alara, you're a blessing. And I want to also tell you all that, Malenia, sometimes we have a chat with you and we wonder when things will happen. And you don't foretell, but you give us the hardcore truth. And the hardcore truth seems to fall in place. And I'm blessed. I'm really, truly blessed. I am on Alara's show, Be Your Very Best, and it has helped me a lot. It has helped me heal from a journey that I didn't think I'd heal from. Mm-hmm. And we are not a very big group, but I think it has healed to the very core. But for Malenia, I want to say that conversation I had with you, you did not know who you're talking about, but today he came on board and everything you said before fell in place. And I'm blessed to have both of you to help me.
Mm.
I'm blessed to have both of you to validate my thoughts. And I'm also blessed to have a group of friends who can always set me right without me having to feel like I'm in the wrong place. So bless you. Love
thank
and light.
You.
Thank you, Angela. I love you.
Beautiful. See, and now she was having issues. We had a session a while back, and now the miracle happened today. On this show, Alara.
Yeah.
Okay, July 12th, 2019. All right. Yeah. And now you see her husband. And now he's getting creative too. So this is woohoo. I'm excited.
Awesome. And I'm so excited for you guys.
Yeah. And then we have a question here that someone's asking about what can you put in your home to stop stealing? So first of all, that would be in the south end corner of your home. Okay, for this year, like I was talking about, the negative stars are activated. Okay, so in the south corner of your home, if you feel you're being robbed or something like that, first of all, what we're going to do is clear you of the belief that you have to be robbed or that any energy that was robbing you from any direction or lifetime. We're going to clear you of having to own that thing and believing it. So we're going to clear that of you and cutting the cords and erasing it right now. And there's a spirit of failure that came from your ancestral lineage, which links up to this stealing. Okay, because I'm not supposed to have this because I'm a failure. So let me clear that for you right now, once and done. Clearing that failure energy is coming back from your lineage now. And allowing you to see that you are worth it now. And sending in angels to bring you some protection so you feel more protected. Okay, so you can let me know how you're feeling right now. You are welcome.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, and then a boost, you know, in the package. Package A would be great for you. Yeah, because that has both of them MP3s, and it also has the PDF, which will answer all your questions about that and show you exactly where that energy needs to be shifted. So, you know, it depends on the negative stars, where that person is. Okay. But utilizing package A would help them a lot if they, you know, invest in that. It's like $97, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is a great price for all that info that everybody's getting. Because most
of
the time,
a lot of info.
Most of the time that PDF would be in package B, but I chose A.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody could afford it. You know, because I remember back in the day, I used to come on this call and listen and get help, you know, and buy packages. And, you know, it was great. It helped me a lot. You know,
yeah.
It got me through a lot of times when, you know, I didn't understand a lot of stuff. But I have this gifting where I could, back then I could help everybody else but me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why is it struggle for me? And then I was drawn to like your calls and the speakers, and I would be like engaged in it. I would raise my hand, I would get help, and I'd buy the package. I didn't just raise my hand and say, oh, I got help today, I don't need any more. I wanted the rest of it. I gotta be an investigator of me. And I added all these things into my toolbox. And I was like, oh, so it helped me a lot through all these years. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm becoming more powerful every day by utilizing your gratitude list as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I passed it on to my lawn guy, and he's getting more clients every day. He's like amazed. He had to hire a helper. I'm like, yay.
And, you know, and that is such an easy thing to do. You know, be grateful for a few things every day. Write it down. Say it out loud, you know, and really feel it. You know, that will shift so much.
Right. Yeah.
The simplest thing. And, you know, we can all do that. It doesn't cost anything.
No. And that's raising your vibration as it is. Just saying, I am grateful for this beautiful call today.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that Alara's here. Right?
I'm grateful that Alara's still here at 11:30 at night.
Right, yeah. And then she'll be up at 4 o'clock in the morning back online. And I'm grateful for all the time that you put into, you know, putting together the package, because that was a lot of work back and forth we did in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm grateful for, you know, just the new day, being alive, right? Able to shift something, change something, experience something better and good, right? Instead of focusing on yesterday. Yesterday's gone.
Exactly.
Today, right now, is all we got.
And tomorrow never comes. It's all in the now. And so I'm grateful that I am going to be decluttering tomorrow. And I'm grateful I can see myself decluttering.
Yeah, so you want to take a before and after picture, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is what I did. And this is where I'm at now. And then, you know, when something changes, shifts, you can say, and this is what happened from doing that.
Yeah.
So, like, I will be cleaning my refrigerator this weekend, because I'm going away and I want to have it energetically cleaned and all that, you know, eat up the good food and, you know, give away things so it doesn't get spoiled. And that's what I love to do. I like to give, and then I receive blessings because I'm making room for new blessings by giving.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's always good to relax, breathe, and just simply allow the energy to move and get out of the way so it can, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So the flow today, you know, the Friday flow of feng shui will continue motivating everybody, energizing everybody, and helping everyone on this call in whatever they have need of right now.
Mm-hmm.
And every corner of your house is thanking you right now, including your furry friends.
Mm-hmm.
And your neighborhood will also benefit from this.
Right. Yep. That's true. And if you're in an apartment building, the whole apartment, you know, the whole apartment complex too.
Wow, that's amazing. Because when you shift, the energy all around you shifts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have bad neighbors or something, all of a sudden they won't be able to take the high vibration. It'll just suddenly move out. It's like fun. Yeah, it's fun. Instead of fighting with them and calling the police and all that. Now I'm just going to put on this vibrational track here. And I'm not even going to focus on you leaving. I'm just going to focus on me receiving.
Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's about. It's about you receiving.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. Yep. That's why we're here, right? We're here to receive whatever blessings we have for today. So thank you so much, Alara, for letting me on.
Thank you. I'm so glad you were here. And this was such a wonderful conversation. You know, I always wondered, too, about feng shui, and I just never got into it, you know. But now, you know, just listening to you about all the different things, I'm going to implement some stuff as well, because it's like, okay, it's not as hard as I thought. It's not as difficult as I thought, you know?
No, it just looks like a lot.
Yeah.
So I always say, start in a closet. If your bathroom's small, start there, right? And while Renita's sleeping there, we can go feng shui her bedroom. She'll never know.
There you go.
I knew I'd get the smile.
And so Penny has a mini trampoline. It was in her living
room,
covered up with clutter. So, that, you know, she's going to clear it off and start using it. So it's perfect.
Wonderful. Yeah, because you got to jump up and down. And actually, that'll help your adrenals.
Yeah, exactly.
It actually does. They told me to jump on my bed before when I was running low on that energy there. And I said, okay, I'm like a kid anyway. I got a hula hoop, a jump rope. You know, the little punching guy I told you is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, you know. And if I had drums, yes, I would be rocking and rolling right now. I rock, right? Already. That's the only instrument I haven't invested in right now. I have ukuleles, violins, guitars, karaoke machine, a keyboard, you name it, it's in here. Mm-hmm. I have fun. All right.
Yeah, that is fun. Yeah. That is fun.
Yeah, you do not have to have a crowd to have fun.
Right. We didn't talk about children. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So children, I mean, if you got children or grandchildren, bring them over and let them run through the house. Let that chi get moving.
I mean, I have my fur baby, so I'm good. You know, he runs around, so I have that child energy in the house.
That's great to have a dog running through, playing ball or whatever he likes to chase the bear. You know, and then he gets a treat and he barks and dances for you or whatever.
Exactly. That's great. I love it.
And if you can't have pets in your house, you can probably have a couple of goldfish. All right. And they are the water energy. So having goldfish in the north part of your home can bring some flow of, you know, water energy, which is bringing in some creativity and money. So a lot of this is very simple, very reasonable. You don't have to go out and, you know, change your whole house and move away or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you're in a house where, you know, it's falling apart and it's got mold, I would say, you know, move out, right?
Exactly.
Other than that, you can move a picture. You can get rid of an old boyfriend's notes and jewelry and all that. Get it out of the house so you can have a better relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then take down your relatives' pictures out of your bedroom because you don't want them watching you. Hello, thank you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We're adults. But that's the thing. And you don't want the saints on your bedroom wall either, the angels staring at you either during that time. Thank you. Put them in your health corner. Put them in your fun corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of like creative corners that I created. So it's a lot of fun to have fun. You know, it's fun to feng shui. That's the way I feel.
I love it. I'm going to do some tomorrow.
Yeah, it's Fabulous Friday.
Fabulous, okay. Fabulous Friday, Financial Friday, Feng Shui Friday, all of that, right?
Yeah, and, you know, that's what I do. I name each day of the week with something special. So, you know, when we get through this call right now, we're all going to be shifted into another dimension, another vibration. We're no longer where we were before we got to the call.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the beauty of these calls. So I wanted to thank you once again and thank everybody who has stayed this long. And we're just going to send lots of love to everyone right now and healing where it's needed so that you can come on and give a testimonial too, no matter how long it takes. Okay, you're going to get a testimonial.
Yes, exactly.
A good one.
Awesome. Thank you, Marlena. And thank you everybody, so for your questions and comments and feedback. Thank you, Sabiti, for coming on, and it's your first time, and it was all weird, I'm sure, but thank you for, you know, being open and coming on with us. So that's awesome. And yeah, there's so much information about the feng shui, all those tracks that can help you, each and every one of you, in your situation, in your homes, finances, relationships, you name it. So please do take a look at the special offers that are available at alara.at/show/Marlena7. And just thinking about it, you know, all the stuff we talked about today, what we can start to implement, say, yeah, the energy is already changing. It's already changed because we've been talking about it and the processes that we've done. So thank you. Sending you all much love and blessings. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye.
Have a great weekend.